The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. Hell here on earth, in some city schoolyard, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the street, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. I'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this beautiful Central Texas sunny day, 31st of March, 2000. Are you being blown out over there, Desi? 2005. Her headphones are up a little bit too high.
I don't
have any. At any rate, Monday through Friday, this program does air from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. And on Thursdays, as usual, we have Ms. Desi Andrews in the studio, along with Dr. Bill Veith, his ever-beautiful but very silent wife, sitting next to me. And, of course, yours truly, John Stadtmiller. And what is our subject matter today going to be, ladies
freedom.
And gentlemen? Freedom. I like that as a moniker. We'll use that as a headliner, and we'll do the subsection.
Freedom and peace. And before we get started, I have to mention three times petitionforpeace.net, or I'm going to get fired. So petitionforpeace.net, that's where you can go find out about freedom. Please go there.
Who's your boss? I didn't think anybody had any reins over you.
The jailbird that can now fly.
Oh, we have some. Which one out of jail? You had two sons in jail. They're both out.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't get much better
Ma
than that.
Ma Barker got her boys out, folks. Isn't that wonderful news? Okay, so what was the deal on that one?
Oh, we don't know. It's all a mystery. It could be several things. He was in for 30 days. Absolutely, he had to serve it. And then he had broken probation, which he never agreed to. So that would be another 180 days, which, you know, who counts the way they, you know, you get two for one and three for one and this and free and a coupon in the mail and all
right.
that stuff.
Right.
So I have reason to believe that I don't know who it is, but somebody listens in on my telephone all the time. I'm not certain if they heard me say that I was going to overnight a habeas to the Supreme Court in Washington or not, but he was taken to court 7:30 on Tuesday morning, and I'll continue this after the break.
He got his get-out-of-jail-free card. Did he collect his $200 for pass and go?
No, but I think he will.
All right. We'll take the break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with my guest in the studio, Desi Andrews and Dr. Bill V. We'll be right back.
We're
doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
We are back, and during this program, we'll also be discussing the Terry Schindler. I do not refer to her.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Her name was not Schindler.
Yes, it was, before she met Michael.
And
since he was out there cohabitating and making...
I thought you were doing the Rick thing.
Making babies with another woman, I would just about say that marriage was dissolved, but not according to Judge Greer. But we'll talk about that issue also. And you guys wanted to cover a specific subject today, but first I want to hear the rest of the story about your sons.
Well, so 7:30, they came and told him he had to go to court. So he went to court, and they asked him who his attorney was, and he said he didn't have one. Well, you wouldn't be in jail if you didn't have an attorney, which I thought was kind of prophetic. No, he'd never had an attorney. He said he asked for one at trial, finally, when he decided that they were practicing some law that he'd never read, but he didn't get one. So they assigned him one. What was that guy's name? Because he's well worth Oscar Boutros?
Yeah, Boutron, maybe. Sometimes.
Oh, this guy was great. I mean, great. So he went in.
For a lawyer.
Well, he was great because he said, "What do you want?" And he said, "I want out." And so he said, "Okay." So they did the 30 days for time served, and they did the. She said that he had revoked his probation, and he said, "That's true. I never agreed to do probation, but that's true. I did revoke it." So she said, "Okay, time served on the probation, all fines waived, everything."
All fines waived?
All fines waived.
They didn't even get the shekels for the shuffling of the paperwork?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
But, you know, another thing was Rhett never signed anything while he was in there.
I don't think it had anything to do with
that. So they had nothing to monetize. Well,
what I believe is he had put up writ of habeas corpus to the Court of Criminal Appeals, which is the Supreme Court here in Texas, on the criminal side. And I think finally somebody opened it up and read it. Either that or, you know, when they tapped my phone and heard that I was going to send one up to the big Supreme Court, they decided they better move. You know, it could be a number of things, but he's out. He didn't get out right away because, and this is the scary part to me, he was supposed to have gotten out Tuesday night, and he wasn't out. And when I called, they said, oh, no, he was found guilty of criminal trespass today. Now, bear in mind, the original thing 5.5 years ago was that he committed criminal trespass on his own property.
And the complaining witness said a police officer, a female, had since quit the department and moved on. So the original complainant here wasn't even in the state.
Yeah, the original owner of the house, the police officer that came and got him off his own property, was gone. So there was no witness against him. But that didn't stop Gisella Triana, the judge on it. She just scratched that name out and substituted two more. And then she initialed it and dated it. I think they call that tampering with government records, but not if you're an assumed presumed judge. So the whole thing was so bogus all along, but he didn't get out. So Bill and I were just madder than could be, and we went out Wednesday morning to visit him and to tell him the bad news that he wasn't getting out until April 20th. And he was just waiting for him to kick him out, and we told him he wasn't getting out, and you should have seen him. He just went, I mean, he was so shell-shocked. He said, that can't be. We said, well, it is. And I just thought it was more of the same they've done to him for 5.5 years, quite frankly. So he said, call the attorney. So we called the attorney, and we went down to the clerk's office. And believe me, they knew the file I was asking for. Of course, it's 6 inches thick. It's the biggest misdemeanor file you ever saw in your life. And
wait a minute. Most people only rate an inch and a half.
Oh, no.
Signaled at least 8 inches.
It's a huge.
Six inches was conservative.
It's a huge file. It's the biggest misdemeanor file probably in the history of the courts anywhere. So it took him a lot of paperwork to bury him, let me tell you. So I said, no, we don't need to have the whole heavy thing. Just tell me what happened yesterday. So she pulls this out, and Bill and I couldn't read it. And, I mean, it looks real bad. It's, you know, it looks like he revoked his, he's really, really bad, you know, honestly. He revoked his probation. He didn't show up, and he owed $180, and he hadn't paid his $1,000, and he hadn't paid his court fees. And then in this little, what were those three initials? Something, something, T?
TB something.
Well, T was on the end. Something BT. And that means that he gets out for time served on everything. Well, and the reason he was still in there that morning is because there is this thing called a government school system, and whoever comes out of that, we are at their mercy. And it was a clerk who was adamant that that's not what that said. So she's the one that some little clerk down there that graduated from these government schools was down there, and he was going to do his time till April 20th. I mean, it was supposed to be originally 15th, but she extended it to 20th. So the attorney went charging over there, and she told the attorney, that's just the way it is. And he said, well, I was in court, and that's not the way it is. So he got the supervisor. And
well, so we have the clerk of courts making up our own dates here.
The clerk of the court, yeah, that decided that this thing said what I thought it said, which is what Bill thought it said, which is not what it said. But, you know, they should at least know their own court lingo. So That he was out, what, an hour and a half later on the street. So all's well that end well. But the terrifying thing for me, I mean, I think, and I don't get frightened of much, but I never could figure out why in the world they dumbed down all these schools, because sooner or later these people are going to get out in service industries and be in positions like court clerks and hospital orderlies and all these things where your life and liberty are at their mercy, and they can't count to three. I mean, what if that was somebody whose family doesn't know as much as Rhett's family knows, or didn't know how to proceed at that point?
It strikes me, since they ruled that time served and all this, they adjudicated and they found him guilty and just let him loose. But they still have this on record of guilt in this issue, right?
Well, yeah, it's still on the record, but, you know, long time ago when we first got into this business, he was charged with theft of services, which was a deal between United Rentals in Cedar Park and a Cedar Park policeman, and he was found not guilty. I mean, he wouldn't back down to him or pay their blackmail. So he went to trial, and he was found not guilty. And that still shows up. It never shows the adjudication. It never goes off. You know, it just says theft of services.
That's
charge remains.
Yeah, that's like I had a case down here adjudicated. I went to court on an illegal carry of a .45 automatic, and they deferred adjudication. You know, I danced on the string for the court. And it just shows that I wasn't convicted or guilty of something. It's just that I was arrested.
Yeah, it's the charge. That always stays in your record, the charge.
And what weight does that carry with any other judge or police department or whatever?
A lot.
Oh, yeah, of course, because they just couldn't get their bad guy, but they did arrest him. And,
that's right,
and
you were arrested.
There's your little black mark on your credit record. Yep, there's your little black mark on your credit record.
You were very, 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 very bad.
Yeah. Well.
But so I told Ralph that he was out. And you know, because they have done so many bad things to him, when I called the attorney to thank him that he took that extra, I mean, it was very nice of him to do that. I was impressed. And so I called him to tell him to thank him and tell him I was impressed. And he said, you know, I looked at your son's file and I saw what happened, what they did to him. And he said, I thought when I saw it, oh no, I'll bet he thinks this is just more of the same. And I said, well, I don't know if Rhett did, but I certainly did.
Oh.
I just thought it's more of the same.
Now, you had another son that got released here.
Oh, well, he's just in overnight. That was no big deal.
It was just
a goon thing. But when I told Ralph that Rhett was out, Ralph said he's got to go right back in. And I said, why? And Ralph was...
Wait a minute. Ralph Winterud said he's out of jail. And he said, well, he's got to go back to jail.
Uh-huh. He's got to go back because... He couldn't have been taken to court, and the judge couldn't have heard anything because there was no motion before the court, and a judge can only move on a motion. So Ralph said, you know, that's not right what that judge did. You know, they couldn't have taken him to court. And I said, well, Ralph, what do you think would be fair? Do you think Rhett should go back in and try to turn himself in, or what? Well, I don't know, but that's just not right. That judge...
Well, how do you get it? I mean, I'm sure the jailer or the desk sergeant, I mean, he shows up to jail saying, lock me up.
Lock me up. The judge couldn't hear that issue. There was no motion before the court.
And I'm sure this guy's never had anybody beat on his door saying, excuse me, let me in.
The judge made a mistake.
Everybody on the inside saying, let me out. This guy's going, let me in. Well, that's kind of interesting. Now, we got to get around to the Schiavo issue. Now, I know that you guys have something that you want to discuss, but I'm sorry. Did I say Schiavo? Slap me silly. That was her married name. Teresa.
Isn't that what she died with? Isn't that the name?
She died with her husband next to her bed by marriage, but by paper only.
But isn't that the name she died with? I mean, isn't that what all the court cases say?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what's on her headstone.
Well, I don't think that mattered. I think what all the court cases are in the name of Schiavo, are they not?
Well, they are. That's because that was her husband, her loving husband, Michael, that was in the courts with Judge Greer and the gang.
Well, you know, I know nothing about it, so I'm not going to comment.
So much ends the discussion on Terry Schindler. You got any thoughts on that, Bill? Great, Des. All right, then. No opinion from Desi Andrews. Now, here's the first, folks. I want you to mark this on your calendar.
Well, you know, the thing I wanted to say about it was I was just sitting... looking on the internet on a lot of the forums and the discussions that were going back and forth this morning after she died. And I just see a lot of mixing and blending of different issues here. And people are not, I don't find a lot of them able to sort out a lot of the different issues. And so I thought maybe that might be some of what we cover today.
Because people get emotional or they get religious. And so they either get righteous about one side or they get emotional or those things come in. But the real issue does not come in. And that is freedom.
Right.
Freedom of or freedom, well...
Freedom, period.
But there's also an issue of not having the state, and especially not the Fed, involve themselves in a private matter.
But now, that's not freedom.
Yeah, that's the part we'll get into when we come back.
All right.
That's
give me,
non-freedom.
Give me liberty or give me death. Well, they gave Terry Schindler death. Starved her 13 days, 9 hours. She died this morning at 8:03 Central Time. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We're back. The way I see this, Terry, I had to catch myself again. Schiavo, well, Desi, yes, that is the name that, according to the courts, that was her name. But I refer to as Schindler because, well, my thoughts on what a marriage consummates is one thing versus what was. This is unfortunate because it was turned into a political debate. Now, at the outset of this, I did not believe, I firmly believe that she was going to die. Whether a state governor intervenes, whether he has the power, should he have gone against the courts, can the executive battle the judiciary when they see a wrong, or does the people or person involved in a case have to suffer and eventually die? I mean, that was the issue. Otherwise, this would have been something that could have been debated till the cows mm-hmm. came home. We had a woman that had her feeding tube removed, which was, in fact, a sentence of death. And it's a long sentence. I mean, they don't do this to murderers on death row. They don't starve them to death. They don't, you know, They euthanized them. Well, this was a slow process by which they just removed her water and nutrients.
Well, Bill has a totally different take on the whole thing.
Well, you know, the way I see the case is I think the problem starts out with the presence of the welfare state. Medicaid was paying a good part of her bill. And if the government is paying her bill, then the government feels like it can pull the plug on her, you know, literally and figuratively.
But the judge acting as the...
He's the state.
...fiduciary or whatever you want to say for the state?
Well, that's absolutely. Right. That's his job.
So let's say hypothetically there's no welfare state and the government doesn't pay for people's existence. Then... The government has no say in what would have happened in this case. But what I saw happening was the case became national news and world news, not by accident. I think it was promoted intentionally.
Absolutely.
And the two sides that were being heard on the TV, one side was the keep Terri Schiavo alive crowd, a lot of the Christian right, supposedly. They wanted to keep her alive, but they weren't questioning who was paying for it. It was, yeah, we want the state to pay for it, and we want her to keep her alive forever. Okay, then you had the secularist status, the other side that was being heard, and they're saying, no euthanizer, we need to save the money. You know, the state can't pay for everybody's existence forever. We're going to run out, you know, Medicare and Medicaid's going to run out of money. So, again, both sides that were being heard were the status. And nobody that had a voice, for example, my opinion is we shouldn't have any welfare. The public should not have to pay, or the government should not be able to borrow credit from the Federal Reserve to pay for people's sustenance.
They shouldn't be allowed to indebt each and every one
right.
of us to pay for someone else.
Now
regardless of the circumstances.
Right. Now hypothetically, let's suppose we went back to our gold and silver standard, and the government we didn't have this huge welfare state. And everybody's responsible for his or her own life, the government would have had no say in this. Then the people, the family would take care of her if they could afford it. Maybe responsible people, when their kids are born, they get an insurance policy for them and the insurance pays for it. Insurance wouldn't even be expensive. Insurance companies would be competing for business if we didn't have this welfare state that could just borrow credit, jack up the prices, have inflation, you know, decade after decade of inflation because of this free credit. And it gets to the point where the prices of things are so high, people with jobs can't even afford to pay for their health care because of the welfare state. And this is what I see as the whole problem with it. If we didn't have the welfare state, the government wouldn't even be involved, and they'd have no business being involved.
And then it would be a personal freedom again.
Right. And then the go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say there's another issue here because
right.
the court had awarded $1 million. I guess that it was asked for $20 million. Michael Schiavo received $1 million of that money, and he even made the statement that, you know, if I have to take care of her for the next 50 years, I'll do so. Well, that money was there for her rehabilitation, and here's another question, of course, we'll never know. We can only speculate on this. If, in fact, Michael Schiavo had not gone back to court on this issue and petitioned the court to have that feeding tube removed, when, in fact, that money was designated for her rehabilitation, not to be thrown in a hospice center, not to, you know, be cursory care, as I call it, not that, but intensive physical therapy, the mental stimuli. I mean, you're in the mental health field. You understand what how people can slip off the edge without that direct stimulus. You know, the question is, what is life? That's more a philosophical one, but most people consider life, I have my brain, I have my body, and everything works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the issue at that point in time would have been, okay, Michael Schiavo broke the tenet of what he originally said he was going to do, is try to rehabilitate her and get her back to as normal as possible. Well, that didn't take place. And I think these kind of issues, along with this case, it doesn't necessarily make it a cut and dry black and white issue. And as you said, Desi, I mean, we had the religious right or the right to lifers out there. And what I saw this as being, and it boiled down to, I guess, in a political sense, is being either pro-life or pro-death. Either she has the right to live, and this is gerrymandered through the courts, or she has the right to die. Now, Michael Schiavo said, well, she related to me that she didn't want to live like this, so I don't know how that was documented. It was never signed. It was never noted. There was nothing there. That was just his word. We'll take the break, come back, and have more discussion on this issue. And if you want to weigh in on this one, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit Ark Institute.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, folks, we're back. The question that I'm proposing here, and I've seen a lot said and talked about the issue of Terry Schindler, and I have a question. If she would not have had that marriage certificate, anything that had to be done in the courts, would they have the authority to intervene in this situation? Now, there's another one. By getting that marriage license, of course, you have to have a judge or one of the representatives marry you. It's a permission slip from the state to join in this holy state of matrimony. Well, join
no,
the holy state.
No, that's not what a marriage license is. It's permission for a third party to do the right, R-I-T-E. That's what it is.
Okay, and what rights do they assume and what authority you get?
To perform the service. I just turned this on. It's going to play, and I don't want it to.
That's fine.
Cool. it's the right. I mean, I didn't know, so I went down and got a copy of marriage licenses, and that's what it is. It's permission for a third party to perform a ceremonial rite. And that's all it says.
That's all it says. Uh-huh. But look what the court systems do with this.
Well, it's an implied contract that you want the state in your life, and you know, right.
Same way with driver's licenses, correct?
Same way, yeah.
Okay, all right, so.
So and it gives them the implied permission to come in and take your kids.
But it's all implied, but that's not what it said. That's not what the license itself says.
Right, okay.
It allows them to insinuate themselves into your life, the government.
Well, yeah, if you went down and filled out the application, then they think, oh, they want the state to be a third party in their marriage.
Right.
And from there, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But no, that's fine. If they were to put that on the license application, how many people would scratch their head and go, well, what is this? You know, and what business is the state from this moment on, after we agree to this third-party permission, what other responsibilities or authority are you going to assume over me?
With any license.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What authority will you have?
Right.
But Bill has mentioned many, many times in his business, because mostly he deals with the elderly, and that's when the majority of the money is spent on the Medicare
right.
money.
The last 6 months of life. And also, the big issue that I see, and I think it's an issue in this case, is the assisted suicide issue. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I go into nursing homes, and I do consultations with residents in nursing homes and their families and the staffs. And I see a lot of patients that would love to have the right to assisted suicide if they wanted it, if they want to use it. And
they don't have the ability to off themselves.
Right. These people, and then a lot of people say, well, assisted suicide, you shouldn't be able to do that because that's between you and your creator. Well, my question is, if it's between me and my creator, then how does a third party get involved in that? Certainly another man or woman my creator.
Okay, are you talking about a court or the person that's actually going anybody. To be
I'm talking about
you.
Anybody trying to prevent me from exercising my right to assisted suicide.
Well, isn't this a paradox? Because on one hand, they're saying, because Michael Schiavo was the husband of Terry, that he could go in and petition to have this feeding tube removed. But look at Dr. We lovingly refer to him as Dr. Death. Dr. Kevorkian's now in prison
right.
for doing assisted suicide.
Right.
You know, isn't this kind
it's
of a paradox here?
It's because the state
here?
Wants to determine who can
right.
live and die.
See, there's a big difference. People, this is what I was going to say before. People mix and match too many of these issues. Euthanasia is an entirely different subject than assisted suicide. Abortion is an entirely different issue than assisted suicide. Assisted suicide stands on its own. That's when I decide, for whatever reason, that I no longer, that I want to dispose of my body, I no longer want to be in this world, and I want to contract with somebody else privately to make sure that the job gets done. I don't want to have to blow my brains out and have somebody come in and clean up my brains. I don't want to overdose on something and maybe not finish the job and brain damage myself but not kill myself. I want to die painlessly
and dignified.
And to me, this is the most fundamental issue of freedom there is in the world. If I don't have a right to dispose of my life when and the way I want to, then I don't own my body and I don't have a right to my life. If somebody else can prevent me...
I have never heard it quite put that way.
Yeah, if somebody else can prevent me from disposing of my life or my body, then that whoever can make that decision then owns it. I don't. And I don't think you can ever have a free society if you don't allow assisted suicide, because that is the most fundamental property I own is my body. And I don't owe anybody an explanation when I want to leave this planet. I don't have to tell them why. If I want to leave, you know, even in the Constitution, the two most fundamental principles are, the number one most fundamental principle is, we the people have a right to life, liberty, and property. Well, if I have a right to my life, liberty, and property, that means I have a right to end it when I want to.
And happiness, and maybe if you're happy, if you could
Then let me mention the second most fundamental principle. After your right to your life, liberty, and property is my right to privately contract without a third-party trespasser, whether that's another person or the government. They have no right in my private contract. And so I think that the assisted suicide issue is the most fundamental issue of freedom and liberty there is on the planet. Because if I can't control my body and my life, then I don't own it. If somebody else can control it, then they own it.
Well, then there's the issue of the person that's assisting you.
That's a private contract.
That's a private contract.
I can hire anybody I want.
It's a fiduciary duty and obligation. If someone trusts you to perform that function, that is the most sacred. I mean, I take the trustee position to be the one of the most sacred positions there is. You have an absolute duty and obligation to whoever has entrusted you with their trust.
Well, and that's the key issue, that you are in a position that you are absolutely have to be trustworthy, and you absolutely have to do what is demanded of the trust.
Right.
All Jack Kevorkian was doing was fulfilling the duties and obligations he agreed to under the contract.
So Uncle Jack's in jail because the state wanted to decide...
Because he performed a fiduciary duty he promised to do.
He's in jail because the state wants to be the one to decide. The state doesn't want us to have control over our bodies. They don't want us to have control over our property. That's an issue where the state is saying, you don't own your body.
And if they
will decide.
Right, and if they can get people involved in this very discussion, not the way that Bill is discussing it, but if they can get people slugging it out over, I think you have the right to live, no, you don't, you can't. If they get people to get involved the way they're talking about it, the whole issue is masked. It's obscured. The real issue is, do I have the freedom to do with myself and my life what I want to do? That's the issue, and that's the only issue.
Well, another argument along those lines would be, say, drug use.
Same thing.
They can make it illegal and say that there's certain controlled substances.
Well, the reason they can do that, John, is, again, because of the welfare state. They can say, if you use drugs and you mess up your health, then you get on, go in the hospital, and we pay for your care.
Right.
If we're going to pay for your care, we get to control it, how you conduct yourself.
Right. As long as you take a benefit, we can determine the terms under which you get the benefit.
See, you've got to get rid of the welfare state in order to have freedom. And then life becomes about individual responsibility. When you're born, your family has to figure out how to take care of you. You have to figure out how to make your way through life. And if you can't do it, then you die. But other people aren't responsible for taking care of you, and the government certainly can't decide for you.
And freedom and liberty are nothing but individual responsibility. I have an absolute responsibility to take care of myself. No one else does.
Well,
no
one. And this is an issue that a lot of people are pawning off on other people,
because we're taught to be whiny.
Well, we're taught most.
Well, we're taught to be dependent.
Yeah, most.
Well, that's
most people don't want to take care of themselves.
I don't want to do that. Somebody needs to do it for me.
Right. Don't want to take.
And that's why people can't be free, because as soon as you decide that somebody else owes you anything, and that the government has permission to go take it from them to give it to you, then you cannot be free.
And as soon as you take a benefit, then you are subject to the terms and conditions that go with a benefit, and they've got you. If you believe somebody owes you something other than what you worked for, then they have got you. Lock, stock, and tomahawk. That's the object of the agencies.
I'm not even going to go to the subject of abortion, because...
Good.
No, that's a totally different thing, because there's three parties involved in abortion. In assisted suicide, there's only two parties, me and the guy I want to contract with. And people need to understand that euthanasia is when somebody else decides that you die. I am against euthanasia.
Okay,
assisted suicide is when I decide that I'm going to die.
Okay, but on the abortion issue, a woman that states that the government has no business what I do with my body or anything else. Okay, the state in this regard previously had stepped in on behalf of the unborn child, and the government basically sanctioning life and protecting that life. Okay, that was the argument. Well, that has since changed, Roe v. Wade and all this other stuff, but it's still being sold and I see this again as a personal responsibility issue. How many abortions are performed in this country because people get sloppy with their birth control or whatever?
And how many are
not?
An abortion is an emotional issue, and it doesn't belong in politics.
You know, I really didn't want to get into the abortion issue at all.
I didn't either.
The main reason I didn't want to is because I don't want it confused with assisted suicide or euthanasia.
Right.
They're different issues. They all have their, you can debate any one of them. They have their merits on both sides. But in my opinion, the one issue where there is no argument on the other side is assisted suicide. If it is between me and my creator, then you don't get to be involved in that. The government is not my creator. You are not my creator. Mr. Jones next door to me is not my creator. How does he get involved in my decision to dispose of myself when and how I want to? That's the one issue that I cannot see the merits on the other side at all. That's a total freedom issue.
All right. We have loaded phones, as usual. And folks, I was sitting here, Bill, during your short dissertation there, and I was thinking, you know, when you boil this down and you strip the emotionalism away from it, that it is really kind of a cold issue.
I mean, it's cold.
It's stark.
I either have the right to do with myself what I want to, or I belong to the state.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phones. John in Florida. Welcome to the program, John.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I haven't really been listening to most of the program except over the phone as I was waiting because the micro in this area went down about an hour and a half ago.
Understand, John, your question or your comment?
Well,
sir?
Yeah, you got an interesting topic. Just let me say my question doesn't relate to it. What I want to do is put to Desi something that I discovered about a dozen years ago when I was regularly traveling in and out of parts of North Carolina around Fort Bragg.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, a sign that I saw in several locations on the major roads, okay, and I'm hoping she might be able to answer this, okay. Posted was a sign that read, in English, a global trans park zone, stating this area is a global trans park zone, and then a couple other foreign languages, okay. I put this to Boak Wrights about 10 years ago or so.
Trans park?
Global trans park.
Okay.
P-A-R-K, zone. And I haven't been able to make heads or tails, and it's kind of faded into obscurity. I thought with your research into the many things that you've done, into the corporate structure of things and the New World Order, et cetera, you might have come upon this because it's a bit confusing. It sounds like it might be a landing zone for interplanetary travel.
I would say that would be not global, just means Earth. I have no idea, but I'll look into it.
I haven't heard about it before either.
I've never heard the term.
Well,
and I'll sure look into it.
Well, if we turn it up, we'll let you know, John.
Thank you.
Brock in Canada. Hello, Brock.
Hey,
hi.
I have a comment that I think concerning the Terry Schiavo case and generally, there has to be more humility on the preciousness of life. Like, no judge can cavalierly sit up top and designate who doesn't get to live.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Let's suppose, hypothetically, it cost $1 billion a year to keep somebody alive. Who should pay for that?
Well,
Are you gonna tithe half of your paycheck every week to cover that?
Half of my paycheck?
Yeah, how much are you going to pay for that person?
I would pitch in because I believe in the principle that only God...
How much do you pitch in now?
I don't know.
Canada, you have a very high tax rate up there.
I'm not talking about taxes.
He's talking about he believed that this woman should have been kept alive. How much did he directly contribute of your own money to keep this woman alive?
Well, I didn't contribute any.
That's what I'm saying. See, everybody wants to keep people alive, but they don't, you know, they want the government
want
to do it. Now, if they want the
it.
Government to do it, then they get mad when the government decides we can't afford it and pull the plug.
Well, hang on. My point is, and this covers into abortion and other areas, that we have to have humility on who gives and who can take life. Because someone's sick, you don't deserve.
But it costs money to keep people alive.
Well,
who's going to pay for it?
Who's the greatest nation in the world today is the United States of America, and why did it come into being?
Oh, man, this is not the greatest nation.
Well, it is
This is the biggest debtor nation.
It's the greatest nation, and it came into being. The Constitution was based upon God's blessing of bringing it into being, and if you can't respect life, and who has the right to designate who dies, that's Nazism.
The one who is living in the body has the right to die.
Well, no, they don't have the right. And this is the fallacy.
Are you telling me I don't have the right to decide when I die?
No, I don't think you do.
Who does?
Well, I believe that God has the right to decide.
So it's between me and God, right?
Yes.
How do you fit into that formula?
I don't fit.
Okay, then you can't stop me, can you?
But then if you come to me and say, oh, I want to commit suicide, and I was saying, forget you. You're crazy, man. You don't want to do that.
I wouldn't come to you for that.
Well, I'm saying that on the basis of your argument, who has the right to say, I'm going to help you.
Well, no. Who has the right to stop me?
No. How about this? How about Bill becomes incapacitated and can no longer produce? He's no longer productive, and he has your number, and he calls you up, and he says, I can no longer work. I can speak. I can no longer work. I can no longer produce. How much are you going to pay me a week to live?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to give that some thought.
Okay, you'd have to think about that for everybody in that position all around the world, if that's your argument,
me. And there's 30,000 cases like Terry in this country today.
Well, you know, any time we as a society come to a point where, oh, you're not at maximum capacity, we'll just zap you.
Well,
the point.
Okay, the issue here is who's going to pay for this? Now,
it's not even that issue. The issue is, do I have the right, if I feel that I do not want to go on, do I have the right to assisted suicide?
No.
This gentleman's contention is no.
So that means you have the right to stop me. You have a superior claim over my life than I have over my life.
Bill, either him or anybody else.
Right. Sir, are you saying you have a superior claim over my life than I have over my life?
I don't.
Hold on to these thoughts. We'll take the break. Brock, hang on. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Producer Paul Martin poked his head in the studio and said, well, look, the issue here wasn't the state taking care of Terry. It's the parents that want to assume the responsibility of taking care of Terry.
However,
the problem was she was on Medicaid. The state had already insinuated itself into
it. Now, I was not aware that she was receiving Medicare payment.
Oh, yeah.
I was not aware of that.
The Medicare paid for all the medications.
Medicaid, actually, not Medicare.
Yeah, Medicaid, the poor thing. The facility where she stayed was taken care of her gratis. But all her medications were picked up by Medicaid.
And I'm sure they're sorry they extended that. They were just
that's their control.
That's the problem with the welfare state. They get everybody dependent, but then they get to decide.
I don't know. Business may be good for them. Here's a place that they'll back up people's right to fade away into nothing under court order. Here's the problem. The court system is involved in this. That is the problem.
The problem was the government was already involved. If the government weren't involved, the government shouldn't even be involved in these kinds of decisions. These are personal decisions. If you've made your wishes known beforehand, if not, if the family wants to take care of you, that's who should be taking care of her, the family, the public and not the government.
And that business about it has to be a living will in writing. I mean, I'll tell you right now, and it can go in the archives, if I ever become incapacitated, I want somebody to off me. I don't want to go on. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. If I don't have a quality of life, I want it to be
okay,
over.
Okay, well, and that would absolutely be hearsay if this ever came anywhere near a court. Where's your proof that you told people that this is how you wanted to go?
I just made the declaration.
Well,
we have to do that.
Mm-hmm. No, because wills can be handwritten. They can also, you don't have to write everything down to make it legal. Oral argument is just ever, I mean, if you don't have it in writing.
It's just as legal, but it's harder to prove.
Exactly. Well,
if you write it down, it's easier to prove.
Yeah, but if you have it recorded, that's right.
Hold on. Why aren't tapes admissible in court? Hold on a second. Why aren't tapes admissible in court? Because they can be tampered with.
Tapes aren't admissible in court because you can't question a tape.
Okay, oh, fine.
That's in criminal cases.
All right.
So you can't cross-examine a
all
tape.
Right. Fine. You can make a statement. We can have it on the archives, but my guy here that handles the traffic and does the commercials and voices and does commercials, he could go in, alter your statement via computer.
Yes, but I have three people sitting here who can attest that that wasn't altered.
What if they die? What if they're up there with 300,000 people in Alaska with Ralph Winterroad and they can't be gotten a hold of?
Ralph would say, go back to the judge and tell him they couldn't make that decision.
Well, he also said your son should go back to jail.
That's what I said.
Brock, we're going to put the boxing gloves back on, my friend. I know that you, I'm understanding your point here, your philosophy about this. But my personal one is that I would never off myself because I did not give myself life. My assumption here, right, wrong, or indifferent, people may agree with me, they may disagree. God gave me my life. It's on loan from God.
But see, that's your right, and I wouldn't interfere with that.
Exactly.
But I don't want somebody to interfere with my right to end my life because it's different from their opinion.
Let me throw in the caveat here. Okay, now let's compound my simple statement. Suppose I'm in a position that there is no hope for my recovery. I'm in a bad auto accident. I really am a vegetable. I mean, a true vegetable. I would not want to live that way, and I would appreciate people not trying to prolong my life. I would let things take its natural course outside of the artificial environment of keeping me alive. Now, Brock, hold on. You shortwave listeners out there, a reminder. Starting April 3rd, I think it's 74:35 for the second hour of the National Intel Report. We'll be switching from 99.85. If you international shortwave listeners out there, we're switching to 99.85 for the second hour. Everything else remains the same. We'll take the short break for the network. Be right back. Desi Andrews, Dr. Bill Veith, and yours truly. We'll be right back.
My name is Marie Helm. I am 55 years old. For 5 years, I have suffered from arthritis in my right foot and left knee. I have tried every natural supplement on the market. Most of these products require you take them for at least 6 months before you experience any relief. In every case, I experienced no relief and wanted my money back. I also took prescription medications, including Celebrex, and still did not get any better. I had spent hundreds of dollars on products without success and was extremely skeptical. I had constantly diligently searched for the answer and then heard one of your ads on Michael Savage. After only 2 months on Cocoon GH, my hair is returning to its natural color. It is soft and has as much body as it did in my 20s, and my arthritis problems have disappeared. I am so glad that I decided to give it one more try. Your product really works.
With Cocoon GH, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.